You're just awestruck. You can't be prepared. You have no way you can be prepared to see this. You just, I stood in absolute amazement. And as I looked towards his hair was white radiance. Out of his face appeared to be light billowing forth, literally permeating out of like his entire face. You couldn't see the features of his face because the light was 7 to 10 times brighter than all the light I'd seen, and it was literally emanating forth from his face. I began walking closer towards him. I wondered if I could just see his face. I'll know who God is. As I got within a few feet of his presence, I began to place my face into the light. And it didn't hurt your eyes, it was like you could look into it. As I placed my face closer in towards his face, hoping I'd break through that veil, as my face did, he suddenly moved. I saw an opening in a circular shape like a window into eternity or a door into eternity. As I looked through this, I could see an entire new earth open up before me. It was like I was standing on the threshold of eternity and I was getting a glimpse into it. As I'm looking, I can see grass with the same light and life emanating forth from it. I can see flowers, fields. I knew if I stepped on the grass, it would not damage it. The color and the energy and the life emanating from it, it was amazing. I see a river or a crystal clear stream, trees along its banks, rolling hills to the left. I look out to my right, mountains in the distance, blue, blue sky, crystal clear. I'm standing there and I'm going, this is paradise. As I'm looking, I know that I belong here. It's like I knew I had been created by God to live here. I thought, why wasn't I born here in the first place? Why was I born on this earth? I knew I'd come home. I knew I'd travel the world looking for that paradise. And here it was in front of me. I thought, I'm home. As I started to move in, his presence came right back in front of me and blocked the way. He asked me this question. He said, Ian, now that you've seen, do you wish to go in or do you wish to return?
God, I'm not married. I've got no children. Nothing for me to return back for. I don't want to go back.
As I look back, to my amazement, God showed me one person that had loved me. The moment I saw my mother, directly behind me, I wept. I thought, I've just not only lied to God, but there is someone who loved me. And I thought, if I'm dead, and this is actually happening, and I step through into paradise, into the presence of God, will my dear mother have any idea that her heathenistic son prayed in that ambulance, repented of his sins, gave his life over to God, and God heard this young man and caught him up into paradise? I thought, my mother will think her son went to hell. I thought she'd get him a telegram or a telex saying your son died last night. Would you like him shipped home in a box or a jar of ashes? I thought, if that happens, it could destroy her. She's suffered so much, she's lost her family. And I thought, how selfish would it be for me to step through and leave my mother to bury me and think I went to hell?
I want to go back.
I was instantaneously back in my physical form in a hospital with the doctor that had been working on me holding my right foot in the air with a sharp instrument like a scalpel or a knife prodding the base of my foot. I could feel nothing, prodding it like a dead piece of meat.
Blessed. I hear the voice of God interrupt my thought, and he said this, son, I've just given your life back. I went, what? I've just seen God. What's happening here? I felt an amazing power go through me. It was like a low voltage of electricity. I felt my entire body starting to feel again. And within a few hours, I was completely healed. I said, God, what have I become? He said, you're a reborn Christian. He said, you only came in because your sins had been forgiven and the blood of Jesus covered you. The sacrifice, the atonement of Christ Jesus had covered your sins. You walked into his presence as if you were white as snow. I said, he stepped aside. He said, 2 Peter chapter 3, 10 to 18, God has created a new heaven and a new earth for those who love him. He said, this old earth will pass away. This body will pass away. But God said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Death, where is your sting? Death is swallowed up. How? Through the power of the resurrection of Jesus. The sting of death is sin, but the free gift of God is of those who repent of their sins will be forgiven, and they will step through into eternity. To live as Christ, to die as gain. Who have I beside you, Lord? And I just went, man, is it a new earth and a new heaven? And a new Jerusalem, the city of our God, shall descend out of the new heavens onto the new earth, and there'll be no more sickness, no more suffering, no more death, and no more war, and we shall dwell with him throughout all eternity. And there is a river of life flowing from the throne of God, and those who drink from it, it's eternal life.
So it's very, very easy to go to heaven. You just have to make it, what the Bible talks about, being born again, to receive Jesus into your heart, to receive the Holy Spirit into your heart, and simply become a new creation. Those are all technical words, but it's very simple. You just simply have this, say a simple little prayer to the Lord, to ask the Lord to come into your life, to take over your life, to acknowledge him as the Lord, and he died for us. And then they'll go to heaven. It's as simple as that. Jesus said you can be converted, in the book, and it says that we can be saved. Jesus talked about being born again. It happened to me 26 years ago, and it changed my life then, but talking to all these people who have been to heaven, and other people who have been to hell, has had a huge impact on me. It's changed my life dramatically, and my wife. And, you know, we spent a lot of time abroad every year. About half the year we're traveling, just talking to people about, mainly about heaven and hell. And incidentally, it's talking to people about hell that causes me to actually travel to many, many countries of the world. Because I think people should know there's a place to avoid. You know, to be honest, there were two thieves on the cross. One laughed at Jesus on the cross, and he's in hell now. The other one said a short prayer to Jesus on the cross, and he's in heaven now. Big difference, and it's forever.